Welcome to your married episode of the Z2 Podcast, where three friends come together to discuss video games. As always, I'm the Xbox fanboy, Zach. Joined with me is PC Master Race.
Zach.
And the all-around, he actually plays every single console.
That me, Steven.
And it's E3 week. What seemed like a four-day convention has now spread into a three-week.
It's like 2 weeks.
God, it's so much.
So let it be known, not all of the Walmart leaks so far.
Not yet.
Have been right.
There's a lot of them,
rest in peace,
though.
Splinter Cell.
Rest in peace, Dragon Quest 2.
Yeah, I was going to say these.
Rescue and Pache, Dragon Quest 2.
Nice.
Oh, God. But
we're we got like one piece of comic news, and then we're going to lightning round through a bunch of E3 stuff.
And everyone should go check out Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Go Miles Morales and Spider-Gwen. Woo! But the big piece of comic book news is that Geoff Johns is stepping down as the CEO of DC. That's a lot of C's.
There's a lot of C's.
Was it CCO or COO?
It was President and
it's CCO. Yeah.
Okay. Chief Creative Officer then.
Yeah. He's stepping down in order to go back and focus on his writing and everything else.
Does that mean we get Doomsday Clock in a reasonable time frame now?
Well, no. I think that's Gary Frank more than
fuck.
And I'm not ragging on Gary Frank, but when you're drawing a 32-page monthly comic, it's a lot. But some of the big news that came out of this, and this is coming from CBR, comicbookresources.com. Mike. I thought you were calling our friend Mike. I'm like, no, where's Mike at?
Again, this is why I put your mic horizontal so we wouldn't have this problem. But you've
Geoff Johns is stepping down, and he is going to focus on creative projects at Warner Bros. In DC, including a Green Lantern film, which he said is going to be focusing on Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart.
No, so he's going to try and right the wrongs here.
Yeah, and he's also going to be working on Wonder Woman 2. In addition to his new deal, he's launching a new production company called Mad Ghost Productions, which will be underneath the Warner Brothers umbrella for all the future DC films. It seems like he's taking up where Zack Snyder's studio left off.
Is John's just going to try and reboot everything with Flashpoint?
Maybe. And then so
I've done it once, I'll do it again.
With him leaving his current job as president and chief creative officer, Jim Lee is now taking his place. And will remain alongside as the DC co-editor with Dan Didio.
So Jim Lee will never be doing art in the near future because he literally will never.
Definitely not a monthly title.
He will never get anything done.
He'll do covers.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. That's a small enough project.
And he streams on Twitch now.
Does he really?
Yeah. It's really entertaining watching him. Like, the dude is insane.
Fascinating.
I really love that all these artists, like even Delkin Shelby is also streaming on Twitch now.
I think Stepan Sedgwick. Sehik also streams from time to time of him like doing covers and stuff.
And Scott Snyder has started.
Okay, no, hang on. I think it's fine. I don't know what is freaking out here. I'm going to ignore that. Okay, we're fine. Something else.
Scott Snyder also launched his YouTube channel this week.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So not only is John's launching Mad Ghost Productions, he will also be writing the screenplay for Green Lantern Corps, which we already said, that will focus on his own run of Green Lantern from 2004 to 2013. And he'll also be launching a new pop-up imprint similar to a young animal called The Killing Zone, which is a new pop-up slate of comic books featuring new and lesser-known DC characters and titles. So with that, we also get, finally, a new Shazam ongoing. And a
just
little
time for the
known
movie.
Story called The Three Jokers with Jason Fabik doing art duties.
Oh my God, finally we get answers.
Yep. So that means in addition to his two movies he has slated, he has three comic book titles. And I think right now DC just has like a powerhouse of creativity. You have Scott Snyder leading the charge, Bendis falling close behind, and everyone on Reddit, again, fuck you Reddit fanboys, which I'm also included in that. To a degree, but they're like, "Ugh, Bendis is coming," and everyone's like, "I'm actually pleasantly surprised by this Man of Steel stuff. Bendis really does get that Superman character.
It's like Jack Kirby jumped ship. It's like it's the same kind of like they gave him like the big announcements and the double page spreads of Bendis is coming.
Mm-hmm. It's like the old school, back when Bendis and Johns were like the two big up and coming people. the deal was that Bendis would sign at Marvel and Johns would sign at DC. Like, that's where their creative contracts were. And now DC has both of them. Plus, they're, like, honeypotting Grant Morrison right now. It's just like, you know, Marvel, you are doing some things really well. You still got Dan Slott. You got Charles Soule. You got Kieran Gillen. But for let's look being, at DC.
DC kind of just shelled out a bunch of money to people.
Yeah. So, in the press release, Johns did say that I took on a role at DCE, which is the DC Entertainment, because I love the characters in this universe more than anything. But I want to spend my days writing and on set. I'm thrilled to get back to a more hands-on creative role. It's a dream job on dream projects, reaching even deeper into DC's vast pantheon of characters. Like, this dude is the ultimate fanboy.
He's
like,
an encyclopedia.
He also co-wrote the Aquaman film that's coming out in December. It's going to be a lot. Like, he even did a few of the episodes on the Titans TV series that's going to spin off in the Doom Patrol TV show, because they did announce that DC Universe is going to be launching in late August this year. And it's going to contain
Neato.
TV, movies, and comic books. So it's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff going on in DC.
Yeah.
Too much to keep up with.
It's not a bad thing. I'm kind of excited. And this is all after Diane Nelson stepped down as president at DC/Warner Brothers. So it's going to be interesting
big
to see.
Big shakeup at DC right now.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
I'm down for anything.
Seems like they're heading in the right direction. We'll see if it keeps going there.
Yeah. I mean, DC Rebirth has been a really big spread of relief, and we're almost at 2 years into it at this point.
We are at the 2-year
mark. Yeah.
This month.
Like I said, and I think I talked about this really briefly about Doomsday Clock was that the most interesting part of Doomsday Clock is not the Watchmen characters. It's all DC stuff.
Interacting with it.
Yeah. Like, dude, I just want more JSA. Like, the Alan Scott Starlight Lantern at the end of issue 5 was just like, what's going to happen? So, yeah, I'm really pumped.
All right. Brace
buckle yourselves in.
It's
when we get to
a lot.
Yeah. So, E3. Speed run, lightning round,
yes,
starting with the EA conference.
Yeah, so we're going to go in order of the conferences as they were, as they came out. So
Microsoft
starting with
first.
And EA.
EA was first.
Was EA first?
Oh, EA was first.
And we'll also do a brief Sony thing, even though it's going on right now.
It just finished, we think.
Well, it's still technically going on.
But
they're doing their ESPN segment.
Well, they're right now they're doing,
oh,
this,
boy,
they're
yeah,
doing
we,
more Spider-Man
gameplay. We have some words for the Sony press conference.
They're doing some more Spider-Man gameplay right now. It looks fucking amazing.
Yeah. Anyway,
in the hub world,
EA showed off Battlefield 5 multiplayer. No surprise there.
Battle Royale. Six minutes in,
Battle Royale was announced.
It's like Battlefield 5. Yeah, it's gonna be Battlefield 5.
And then no other Battle Royales announced.
No, Microsoft announced one in their 50 game montage.
Was PUBG?
No, they had a different
Battle
Royale. Yeah.
And then the PC gaming conference also announced one.
Of course they did.
That conference was. I turned it off. It was not good.
Anyway,
no offense.
Yeah, Battlefield 5 looks pretty and cool. It's cool that they're focusing on like parts of World War II that don't get explored or talked about enough. I'm honestly considering buying the game just for the vignettes.
Hey, I bought Battlefield 1 for you, so let's go.
And then FIFA 19 has Champions League license. Is this going to be your first FIFA
this
game?
This is going to be my first FIFA game.
Oh my god, you're actually buying it.
I'm going to buy
just
it.
Just so you can play the Hotspurs.
Love my Tottenham. And this is the first time any FIFA game has had the Champions League.
Yeah.
And my coworker and I talked about it. It's like, you can take literally any team. You can take like an I2 team and take them all the way through the Champions League. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
And they actually had the Champions League Cup there. Like the actual thing.
And one last thing about Battlefield. No expansion passes.
Yep.
No microtransactions. They will have things called airlifts that are part of like the deluxe edition and other things that are predetermined
loot boxes.
Cosmetic items.
That's nice.
Yeah, they're not even loot boxes.
He is just like, we gotta dig ourselves out of this fucking hole.
Well, look at the Battlefront announcement. I know I'm jumping ahead, but we'll talk about that.
So EA Origin Access Premium announced, which I actually haven't looked up what that was.
It's the EA Play Pass on Xbox, but on PC.
Okay, makes sense. And then Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order by Respawn.
Woo!
That looks fucking hype. It's so cool.
We got a title, nothing else. But you play as a Padawan between episodes 3 and 4 during the Dark Ages of the Jedi. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, God, go for it.
That part where she was talking to the lead designer. It's like, yeah, it's a store, it's a game where the Jedi are being hunted down. So what episodes does this take place between? And like, I don't know, maybe fucking 3 and 4 when they were hunting down Jedi.
But I mean, it's entirely possible it could take place in like the KOTOR. It's like the Dark Ages.
Could be.
Like, so that could either be the Dark Times, the KOTOR era, or that could be between 3 and 4.
It could be, yeah.
Because Fallen Order could, you know.
And then Unravel 2 revealed and released.
I'm really excited. It looks play through so Unraveled precious. This week.
Unraveled was always precious. The first announcement with the developer, he's just like so nervous and he has his little yarn. It's like, you go, dude. I'm so proud of you, and I don't even know you.
And they had like a YouTube video as soon as that conference ended to show you how to make Yarny. I'm like,
that's fucking
adorable.
I need
to go to Joanne's.
Like, if you're playing single player mode, the other Yarny rides on your back when you're not in a two player segment.
Which one of you is going to play a co-op with me?
We'll think about it.
I need to play through one first.
Another EA Originals, which is EA's like attempt at like pushing more indie games, is Sea of Solitude,
which looks really interesting.
Yeah, it looked fascinating.
You play as a demon girl, and the lonelier you are, you become scary monster lady.
Yeah, like the world is full of monsters, but it's like loneliness.
Yeah, and then Anthem, of course, gave it a release date of February 22nd, 2019.
I think that's the big day for every game.
Yeah, there's
a lot
of games coming out.
I wonder if they all talk to each other.
Just based on the trailer, I was really nervous because I'm like, you really didn't show us much here. You didn't show us much gameplay.
Whoever,
the story was very limited.
Whoever cut that gameplay trailer did not do a good job.
No.
But
two people I follow on Twitter that are huge BioWare fans, they said the gameplay is fantastic. They had a ton of fun playing it. So I'm going to wait for reviews to come out on that and actually see some more gameplay, but I'm cautiously optimistic.
I won't do it.
Yeah, I was a little excited about it. It looks good.
I don't want Dragon Age and Mass Effect to die because of this.
They're not going to die because of it. But like
Mass Effect, maybe.
We were watching it, and Steve was like, oh, look, there's their Warlock class.
Well,
oh,
like, yeah,
the Hunter.
They're like, look, there's this big bulky guy. Like,
that's
a Titan. Like, look, there's this sleek speedy unit, Hunter. Look, there's this one that can channel electricity and floats around, Warlock.
That's kind of what had me, like, not as excited. I'm just like, oh, so you have your 4 standard classes. That's about it.
Well, I like the other picture I sent you guys today. It was like, oh, it's the Call of Duty class. Oh, it's the Titanfall class. It's the Warframe class. It's Destiny. And to be fair, I understand there's a genre. This is a genre a lot of people like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, look, there is a solo story and there is also a co-op. I'm like, okay.
That's the piece that like I'm really grasping onto. It's like, all right, it's still BioWare. They can still write a damn good story.
Well, and they made a point of it that it's going to be your world that you make the choices for that others can come into. Like, someone can't come in, make a fucked up choice like, hey, we can either save people or nuke this town. It's like, I want to save them. Nuke the town! It's like, fuck you! This is my world.
I can't do it. Like, I just been burnt on Destiny.
I've been
burnt on Division.
That's why I'm
like,
going to wait.
I just can't play these types of games.
That's why I'm like cautiously optimistic. I'm like, I'll wait on this one. I want it to be great. I'm still very nervous. And then Command & Conquer Rivals, which is a mobile game.
Rest in peace, Westwood Studios.
Yep.
Command & Conquer was the leading RTS game, and this is what you've done to their legacy.
This is what happened.
Ever since that browser game came out.
A mobile game that they got Shoutcaster for.
Can we stop that trend? Like,
It's just like,
it's like they're playing a mobile game, and he's like, oh, here he comes calling in this mech suit. Oh, here comes the flying. You're like, dude, it's a mobile RTS game. Calm your tits.
I'm sure there's an audience, but you don't need that in front of the big crowd of people.
Yeah, that is not your audience. It's like, it's like when Division 2 did the fake gameplay. I'm like, no.
Well, Division 1 did it too.
We'll talk about that in a second. So that's all for EA. Not great.
They were like, okay. Of all the conferences, I would put them probably. Of the ones I actually was able to sit down and watch, I put it
probably
as 2 or 3.
I'd probably put it 3.
I'm getting really hyped for the really next talking point.
Yeah,
I'm
okay, so
mine is
I'm going to get a timestamp.
Oh, you're going to scream.
All right.
Oh,
now it's time for Microsoft, who brought the fucking heat with start kicking things off with Halo Infinite.
Sorry. But. Okay,
my thing with it is
They didn't say it was Halo 6. What is this Halo game?
It's Halo 6.
It is Infinite. 6?
Because they said this is the next step in Master Chief's journey. It's just like how they called Halo 5 Halo Guardians up until it released.
But why didn't they put Halo 6 onto it? They still did that with 5.
At this point, it could be a relaunch just because it's like, oh, Slipstream Engine, it's a new story. Because
you're back at the Halos.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If you listen to the radio message that has the beeps, this is what I was talking about. Like, I slowed it down. I'm like,
oh my God.
That's Morse code. SOS Zeta Halo. Zeta is the sixth letter in the Greek alphabet. Fun fact.
Oh,
but
that's clever.
Here's the deal. This is installation 7.
Huh. So the one Cortana made then?
No. This is the installation that houses all life on Earth in the events that the Halorines activate.
Huh.
So, pulling up the Halo Wiki.
Oh, boy.
Because I was really excited.
Remember Rapid Fire? That was a neat concept.
So, I knew this would happen.
Installation
7
was the Halo Ring specifically designed to house life forms from Earth for a depopulation after the ring's fired. The ring was built 100,000 years ago, so it houses life forms from Earth 100,000 years before the trailer takes place. That's why you see ancient animals like mastodons walking around. And this is coming from Reddit from user XX14ZachXX. Zach with a K, by the way.
Fucking nerd.
And the hieroglyphs that you see, possibly humans. So we get to see the gap from Forerunner to modern day human, possibly in this. And
is it kind of, if maybe it is a reboot, because Master Chief does plug the AI chip back in his helmet.
And not necessarily a reboot, but maybe a relaunch.
They could be doing like a Iron Man situation where he'd be putting in a new AI, like instead of Jarvis, it's Friday.
Yeah.
But where's fucking Blue Team? I wanted to see some OG Halo characters for so long.
Yeah.
And now they're going to be gone.
They were in one game. And that's all we needed,
got
apparently.
Fucking Kelly. Fucking love Kelly.
And with this, too, it's like this all but confirms that is the seventh installation. Just because it's like the hieroglyphs, the animals being on a Halo planet. Because remember, if you go to any other planet in any other Halo game other than the first E3 demo ever, there's no life forms on any of the rings.
Yeah.
So you got Marty O'Donnell's iconic music in the background. You see Chief in like a sleeker armor, black undersuit. Glad that's back because it...
Helmet off.
Yeah. So just...
They finally show his face?
No.
No, probably not.
More than just his eyes.
Again, it's the whole thing of like, again, Halo fanboy, Xbox fanboys. We're ready.
It was a killer way to kick off the conference. It's like... Boom, here you go. The thing you didn't think we'd actually show off here.
Are they starting with Halo 3? That would be a ballsy move. Oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because we sat there and like, is it ReCore? Is it this? Is it this? Is it... Oh, there's Master Chief's helmet.
And then watching it again.
They showed the
or like, yeah, the Marines were walking. I'm like, those are like Marines.
Is it a spinoff?
Well, you saw the car. I'm like,
that's a Warthog.
Yeah, that sounds like a Warthog because it's like, just again, so many hours in Halo 3.
Yeah.
Okay,
so keep
forward.
Going. So we got Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice revealed from Software.
Sekiro
does look cool,
which was originally teased at the Game Awards. They said, "Do Shadows Die Twice?"
Achilles.
Yeah, it was like, oh, so is this gonna be a Souls type game? Which it obviously is probably gonna be a samurai Dark Souls game. Not sure. I don't think it was. They said exclusive to Xbox or not. Because a lot of people thought PlayStation
this is,
had Bloodborne,
Team
this
Ninja,
would be,
right?
No, this is from Software.
Oh,
the Souls people.
Okay,
so it's gonna be in that style.
Ninja Theory,
yeah.
Which is later down on the list.
Then you got new Ori Will of the Wisp gameplay.
Love it.
New Crackdown 3.
You skipped one.
Fallout 76. They showed it off.
Don't care.
They played essentially an extended Country Roads trailer.
Yeah.
And so one thing about Fallout 76 too from that conference was Todd Howard in. Kind of blending it with the Bethesda. It's like, you can have a solo adventure. You can have 12 people in your game. Guess what? Everyone gets a fucking nuke. And it's like, so you're telling
Good
me people
Lord.
Are control me and my world.
All my base are belong to them.
I don't know if I like that.
I don't know. It's like, there's a cool concept there, but I don't know how it's going to play on practice.
Again, that's why like the way they're going with Anthem, where it's your world, your story. Someone can't come in and fuck it all up because they want to, because they want to grief you.
Yeah.
Whereas if they're like, oh, this person didn't leave their game locked. Haha, nuke. Bye.
Yep. And then new Crackdown 3 trailer. confirmed, they already confirmed it got delayed to 2019.
Good.
I mean, it already looks better than the first time we saw it, so probably good thing.
And it's just a trailer of Terry Crews yelling.
Yep.
That's all we need.
It's Terry Crews being the Old Spice Man and with
Terry
guns.
Terry Crews being in the game.
With guns and tanks.
Speaking, second Old Spice guy is going to be in it. Part two.
You better yell at each other. Then Nier Automata coming to Xbox One. Fucking
we have
great.
Become gods.
Become as gods.
I heard that's like a major spoiler for anyone that's never played the game.
It is a big spoiler.
We don't know what it means, but it's like,
no,
whatever.
You don't. Metro Exodus Game Boy trailer, which I'm really excited about.
I'll watch you play
where are you going, Steve?
No, don't mute it. You're gonna,
where are you going?
He's going
to yell.
Oh,
this is when Steve ran around the room in a circle.
I'm just going to delay this a little bit.
You're a monster.
But yeah, Metro Exodus, I'm really excited for. Looks cool. It's an open world Metro game. It actually looks like what a Fallout game could be if the gun mechanics were good. All right, and then... Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3 gameplay footage.
Woo! Release date! Woo!
What happened to Aqua there, Steve?
She got Norded!
Darkwa.
Nobody knows.
Can we also point out we got three different trailers for this game?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, we did!
Three slightly different trailers.
Can we just talk about all three right now? Frozen World, Tangled World, Pirates of the Caribbean. We did see Monsters, Inc. and Toy Story World already.
Ratatouille. All of Organization 13. Fuck all of them. Fuck all of them.
It's interesting to see that they're all still alive.
Well, no. They explain why they're alive.
It's been 13 years since I played one. Work with me here.
3D explains it. Time travel, essentially.
The fuck?
Xehanort sent a message back to his younger self to go through time and collect all the 13 pieces of darkness to awaken the Keyblade, because when the 13 fight the 7 of Light, then the Keyblade is formed. Thus, the new Keyblade Wars will start, so he needs 13 pieces of himself to become whole again.
Okay.
Got it. Neat.
Pirates of the Caribbean World looks freaking cool, though.
Looks a little unsettling. Just
I don't know how I feel about hyper-realistic everybody.
I'm just like, is this why Tetsuya Nomura has been delaying the game for years?
I must make it more real. Like, super-realistic Lexius was not okay with me. He was the guy, the Kingdom Hearts, Organization 13
gambler.
Guy. Yeah, he's not okay with me being hyper-realistic. Like, Orlando Bloom, Johnny Depp, Keira Knightley.
He's like, what? Why?
They're cool being hyper-realistic. That's awesome. Sora touched him a little bit. But no, Lexius not hyper-realistic, please, no.
Oh, man. Then Forza Horizon 4 reveal, and they showed off gameplay.
I'm really excited.
It actually looked really cool.
Changing of seasons, the entire game takes place
super
in Britain.
Arcade-y.
Yeah, I'm very down for that game.
Yeah, and then Battlefield 5 War Stories trailer. They showed off a little bit of the Norwegian resistance fighter, which looked cool. Still pretty as fuck, because DICE knows what they're doing.
I might
get
an Xbox One X
fucking play
at this point. I don't have a 4K TV, though.
I'm now at the point where, like, I wanted to get an Xbox One X for Kingdom Hearts, but then they had to go and throw that limited edition Kingdom Hearts PlayStation Pro in my face.
Is the BenQ you gave me 1080?
No, it's 1080, yeah.
I think that's still better than my TV, though. My TV is, like, years old. Anyways.
And then a big one, Microsoft acquires 5 new studios. So you got the Initiative, which is a brand new studio they're forming.
Mm-hmm.
For first-party games. Ninja Theory, which is a huge fucking grab for them.
Hellblade, Setsuna, Sacrifice.
Yeah, Hellblade, which is a phenomenal game. They did also DMC, which wasn't a bad game, but not loved by fans. And then Enslaved Odyssey to the West, which apparently is a pretty underrated game, from what I hear.
Well, since you're mentioning Ninja Theory, I don't see it on the list.
Oh, I opened up the article, sorry.
Right, but it's not on our list.
Oh, Devil May
Devil
Cry.
May Cry 5 got announced.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yes!
Also, they acquired Compulsion Games, which is currently working on We Happy Few, which I'm so glad they came back to what the original trailer looked like at this point. Looks so good. I'm really excited for it. Comes out August 10th. Undead Labs, makes sense. They've been doing State of Decay. And then PlayGuard Games, of course, which has been doing the Forza games for freaking forever.
I really appreciate you pronounce it correctly. Forza, not Forza.
It's a Forza.
But yeah, and there's been rumors that Playground Games might be, they might give them the Fable license to play with because they still have it.
Ooh,
that's been a big rumor of like
Fable Racing.
That was the other thing that like people were kind of waiting, like the do it Microsoft was see if they would announce a Fable game.
Yeah,
this or conference. In the immoral words of you, do it, you cowards.
Yeah, do it. That was everything. Release
date. Do it, you coward.
But DMC 5 officially announced, which I'm surprised we saw it at the Microsoft conference a little bit.
Well, DMC 4 released initially on the Xbox.
Oh, really?
360. Yeah.
It's a direct sequel to 4.
Looks fucking cool.
I'm not. I kind of don't like Nero not in his red jacket, but you know they're moving his character forward. He got his arm ripped off. Got a cool mechanical one. And of course, I pulled the move of asking a question right before it gets answered. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is sweet. I wonder if they're gonna have Kyrie in it. Kyrie, run! Well, there we go.
Weird. Is Dante gonna be in the game? Dante's at the end.
Which I rewatched it later because I wanted to see the end instead of it being super zoomed out. They're doing old man Dante. He's got longer hair. He's got beard and mustache going on.
Well, old man is all the rage in comic books. Yeah, so.
Like when it got close, I'm like, oh shit, old man Dante. Are they going to do like a split story again?
Yeah, dude. I haven't played a Devil May Cry game in a long time. But again, like this E3 is telling me, yeah, your wallet, fuck yourself.
Yeah, so like in early 2019, fuck yourself.
Start saving now.
So I told my dad, like, starting winter, it's like murder for the wallets.
Dude, I won't have time. There'll be a bad break teaching. When Red Jeb drops because everybody's avoiding it with the plague.
But everything else has been like winter 2018, winter 2018, January 2019, February 2019.
Few June release dates like the awesome adventures of Captain Spirit from Don't Nod. I don't know if that's on our list.
It's somewhere here.
It's down in the Square Enix one.
Yeah.
Oh.
This list was pretty good. It was. But yeah, spinoff from Life is Strange, still in that same universe,
and it's supposed to like have hints of what's happening in Life is Strange too, so I'm pretty pumped there.
I'm sure it's gonna be like it looks like, oh, this looks like it's for kids. Oh, it's probably not gonna be, buddy.
I was gonna say, like,
it's gonna be emotionally
fun, magical adventure. Like, well, even like we're just watching, like, there's got to be some tragedy. It's like, yeah, he's been in his imagination ever since his mom died. Like, ah, there we go.
Well, it's like Life is Strange, the original game, was the start of like going from your teenage years into becoming an adult and realizing the world's not such a great place. Before the storm is like adolescence into your teenage years. Now this is like childhood into
It's like how you deal with trauma as a kid.
Like, I think they're just going to use this to maybe show like a new engine.
Yeah.
While also showing hints at season 2.
Well, it looks like the Before the Storm engine just because of how crisp everything looks. But again, we'll wait and see.
They may have used it to tweak it up a little bit. And like they said, they're going to show like Easter eggs and things that will introduce new character settings and things like that in season 2.
Okay.
And then, oh my god, Steve literally lost his mind. Tales of Vesperia Definitive Edition.
Can you not do that? Like, your levels are higher than mine.
Just wait until the last one.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah.
That's when I was at the baby shower.
Yeah, you missed my absolute
favorite Tales game. The one that got me going on Tales trend. Also going to be on
Switch.
We were talking about that. I kind of want to get it on the Switch, but at the same time, I want to keep the authentic experience of playing it on the Xbox.
You'll get it on Xbox. Zach and I will get it on Switch, and we'll all play in the living room.
And then PUBG new map revealed. Makes sense. They got the exclusive console exclusive. They shut off the winter map that everybody's been waiting for.
Right, they should have got Fortnite.
Like they kind of have been going through the seasons with their maps.
Yeah. Session announced for the Xbox Store, which is like,
not Skate 4.
Skate game. It seems like they're focusing on like, hey, go chill and play some skate.
Well,
like,
apparently this is the spiritual successor to the Skate games and the Tony Hawk Pro Skater. Like, they launched a Kickstarter in 2017 to do this game, made all their funding in 3 days, and then, you know, they're an indie dev being published by Microsoft.
Yep.
Again. And it has like the cool like Scottish music.
Some lo-fi hip hop.
Yeah.
And then Black Desert Online announced for Xbox One, which I could have sworn they did that like 2 years ago.
Last year. I think they said it was coming. This one was like the official release date announcement.
Okay. See,
that's why it was like so quick on it.
I like those E3s where it's like you get a little teases of every game each year because when it finally comes out, it's so satisfying. Like, oh man, Breath of the Wild, I'll come out eventually. Oh man, Final Fantasy 13 Versus, one day.
We need the Unicorn games to like build the hype of like, oh man, are they going to show something? Are they going to give us a release date?
Well, like, I was looking at my old Facebook statuses. It's like, 4 years ago today, man, I sure hope they announced Final Fantasy 15. 3 years ago yesterday, holy shit, 13 versus becoming 15. What a world we live in.
Man. Then Jump Force.
3v3 Shonen Jump fighting game.
Which they showed off Goku, Luffy, like, and Naruto.
What the fuck?
Kicking the ever-living shit out of Frieza.
And then fucking Kira from Death Note's there. And then
Light Yagami shows up with his Shinigami. He's like,
it's like, what?
Well, that just seems like cheating.
I think it's going to be like, how do you fight those people? You write their name. Or like, it's going to be like JoJo, where that's his JoJo stand. And then he just beats the shit out of other people.
Like, it seems like it's going to be like a more Western Jump Ultimate Stars, which is like that. It's the shonen characters fighting each other, and then you just get fucking ridiculous with it.
Do you think Light's going to show up with his tennis
racket? The whole fucking time that was going, I'm like, is this a fucking shonen battle royale?
Zach was like, do you drop out of a manga? Like 100 people out of the sky?
100 characters jump out of a manga.
See, that would be... like
they shonen jump out of a manga.
Like, you think about that, that'd be kind of fucked if you're like, alright, Naruto, Luffy, Goku... drops out, flies. Give me a second here, Spirit Bomb charging. Like, no, we landed. Spirit Bomb.
Goku never escalates. He's like, I want a challenge first. And then the way the clothes come off, and then you know you're fucked.
Yep. You hear the Ultra Instinct music across the way, like, quiet, like, it's like, what the fuck is happening? It's like, oh god, Ultra Instinct, Goku!
Oh no!
You see Kurama, Naruto peek over the mountains.
Like, Luffy's at a serious disadvantage, to be perfectly honest.
I was saying, it's like, oh, Super Saiyan, a literal demon god.
But what
god
the fuck was Light Yagami going to do against all that?
He has a death god!
I was going to say, it's like...
Luffy is at a disadvantage!
Say, like, oh, he's a rubber man. He shoots lasers. He throws a ball of slicing wind. Ooh, rubber!
He has a composition notebook for his English class.
He writes names in a book and they have heart attacks. What are you... well, I can go into Gear 3 and blow myself up into a balloon. Leave.
See yourself out.
It's like, you don't want to die, do you?
Deku comes up. I break all the bones in my body to show how great of friends we are. Okay.
We still need to watch Saturday's episode of My Hero.
Wait,
and Steins Gate.
And Darwing. I think this week's Darwing is the showstopper.
But more important,
like,
is it 20? That's
20
the showstopper.
20 is what aired in Japan this week, and literally everyone's like, the fuck is this show? At this point, everyone's like, so you remember how, like, Kill la Kill copied Gurren Lagann? So this show copies Evangelion.
Oh, fuck yes.
And then Trigger and whoever the fuck the other studio
A1
is.
A1 Pictures.
A1 Pictures are just like, it's the 60s Spider-Man where they're just pointing at each other. You're the imposter. No, you're copying me. But speaking of copying things, this is a terrible transition.
Gears 5.
Dying Light 2.
Oh, maybe I skip over Gears 5. Dying Light 2, though. We can group the gear stuff together.
Three Gears games? And Walmart leaks come true?
Our list is actually wrong. It is not listed as Gears of War 5. They're just going Gears 5. Which is a weird transition, seeing as they're just going to change the franchise title.
I mean, this is kind of like a shift in the series, if you think about it.
There's,
like,
no more war. We're just Gears in the machine.
I'm actually excited for Gears 5.
I'm actually, yeah. Because
we're first getting our female-led game in Gears.
And with arguably, honestly, like, I'm glad it seems like they're kind of done with JD's story already. Because, like, Kate is arguably the more interesting character out of the three of them.
Especially after the ending of 4.
Oh, yes.
I do feel
course.
Bad that, like, JD did get shafted a bit.
A little bit, but I mean, he was just kind of like...
They worked through the story they wrote for him quickly.
It's like,
I have daddy issues, and we're in war.
That.
Like, here's your dad, talk it out. Cool. On to the good shit.
But, yeah, they're going back to two-player co-op, like Gears 2.
Well, Gears 4 was also two-player only.
Oh, they had 4.
No. Since you only had 3 people with you, and it was you chose between...
that's right. Kate but now you only have 2 people.
Right.
But it was interesting to see that Marcus is like... he knows exactly what... Kate is related to.
Yeah, like after saw that symbol,
go figure it out.
It's like, I could blow this out of proportion and fuck everything up, or I can be a dad.
I'm gonna be a dad.
Meanwhile, JD's off to the side like, dad?
Also, I think I know who, like, Kate's freaking out of who's dead at the beginning. the mechanic guy. Who's like yeah, a pursuit of uncle. Her uncle. Just like, oh yeah, it could be him.
Oh, that's
like
that's my uncle.
That's like the only person that you probably care like break down for.
Yeah. Like when we're watching, like, is it JD? Is JD dead? And he walks up like, oh, it's not JD. Oh. Who the fuck?
JD is looking a lot like Marcus right now.
Well, that's what I thought too.
When his arm's like, fucked up.
Well, because it says Phoenix across. I'm like, that's not Marcus, is it? And he talks like, that's not Marcus. And he walks off and like, oh, there he is.
What's There's weird John is DiMaggio. Marcus actually looks younger than JD
I think
now.
It's just the mechanic of the
it
game.
Could be. It could be.
And the scars. Perfect. But it's, like, again, I've never really played a Gears game.
It's
other than three, like
it's a surprisingly
I love the story.
Good
like,
story.
Yeah, the stories are awesome.
Even though it's about a bunch of overly large people killing things with machine
it's the masculine guns. Dream
or chainsaw guns.
Well, and I like how that it. You can kind of tell that JD's not going to be a center playable character because he got large. Because looking at Gears 4, every one of the playable characters was normal human proportions, and all the buff dudes were off to the side.
Yeah.
Now it's like JD super buff. Go away.
What else do you do in that world?
Let Kate, as Laura like, Bailey's Kate go.
Let's Kate and Dev go have their fun.
Kate tell you off and then go figure her shit out.
Yeah.
I'm really curious of what they're going to do with it because it's like, it sounds like the locusts are calling to her or something.
Oh, dude, it's like the dark spot when they
kind
have
of.
The calling with the Grey Wardens.
It looks
Sorry,
cool, though. I'm actually really excited.
I legitimately did not remember it was called the calling until I said it. I felt really bad. That was
actually, I'm similarity. Actually looking forward to Gears 5. And then we got Gears Tactics announced for PC, so it's XCOM Gears of War series,
which takes place before the series.
So started. It's during the Locust Wars.
Yeah,
Wait, it's an XCOM game.
XCOM style game. Yes, yeah. It's a tactics game.
I told you that in the Facebook chat. I was like, yeah, Gears.
We literally
XCOM
just said
game.
It again. I thought you said there was a new XCOM DLC.
No. And then we got the Gears Pop game, which is mobile.
This is the new Lego.
Which really confused the fuck out
yeah,
of me.
Yeah, we're just like,
it's
no,
like
is
the
this
Gears of War symbol popped up, then it breaks through the wall, and Pop Marcus Phoenix shows. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's like,
and then Pop Kate comes out, and a Pop Boomer comes out. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
And the whole time we're just like, this better not be your only Gears announcement.
It's like Gears Pop, like,
oh,
what the
okay.
fuck is this?
And then
it's
they
like
transition.
Gears Tactics. Like,
and then they transition to Gears 5. It's like, oh, thank
like,
God.
Okay, cool, looks cool, cool, cool. Cool, what about Gears 5?
And then near the end, Phil Spencer teased the next Xbox console. So no surprise that they're probably going to release another console.
Yeah, I mean, Sony was in the same boat.
Yeah, I mean, what that entails, we wait and see.
I love how there are so many articles out there that are like, Sony and Microsoft are probably done making consoles. They're going to move on to other projects.
Well, like, a lot of developers
like,
think they will.
That's cute.
Well, I honestly think the next one could be the last one at this point. Like, where? How much further do they go?
Well, it kind of goes along the lines of like gaming as a subscription service. I've
yeah.
been seeing a lot.
I mean,
of
that's
that
what
recently.
A lot of developers are thinking they're going to do.
So, like Microsoft made it so much more so much better to get the Game Pass now. It's like, look at all these games that are going
oh, yeah,
to be
like,
day one premieres on Game Pass.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Year, all
Forza,
first
Gears,
party games. And
yeah,
now with all those new studios, like, that's a fucking
yeah.
steal.
On top of all of the previous games that are available in the pass.
Yep.
It's like, it's
then,
very tantalizing to get it now.
And then.
Wait, I need to lower your volume.
I'm going to stand back.
Okay.
And then,
see, at least Steve and I have to yell towards the like sound buffers. Zach is actually just yelling at us.
I'll yell at that one.
Okay.
But
just put your face.
At the end of the conference, they did a hack, and then
they released Witcher 3 codes.
Red text appeared on the screen, and it typed command console that just said CD. Paused for a good 5 seconds, like, don't you fucking tease me?
Well, no,
don't you fucking do
this.
Watch Dogs 3.
We were watching a cam, and you're just sitting like, what is this? I'm like. CD, like,
no.
It's Cyberpunk.
Yeah,
like,
see,
what?
Be
no,
Cyberpunk.
No. And then
it's gotta be
popped, Cyberpunk. It, like, kept popping up text, like, enter passcode, red, and like, right. Yeah, it's Cyberpunk.
I'm just like, that was like, that was actually how I sounded. I was fucking just, like, shaking in my chair like Deku with watching the All Might vid. It's fucking real. It fucking exists. They showed off in-game engine footage. I'm so fucking hype. It's probably still 2 years out at minimum, but I'm still fucking hype.
Talk to me when you wait in Organization 13 years for your game.
And again, like you showed us, they actually have a message from the devs in between like all this scrolling text. Is like, hey, sorry, we announced this game way too fucking early. Our bad. But we wanted to wait until we had something to show, and we're closer to release, so here you go.
Yeah, so the full image, I'm going to see if I can pull it up. No, I can't find it. But they said it's seriously big, free DLC and expansions, no microtransactions. And they said it's like, it's been 2077 days since we first announced the game. And we were a little too ambitious with it.
Good.
But they said as soon as they finished Blood and Wine, they went full steam ahead on the project.
They've been, it seems like they've just been head project. Down.
The Red One.
Yes. But yeah, I'm just elated that it's getting closer to it.
I'll say that Microsoft kind of teased that it was going to get an announcement or something at the beginning. Like,
yeah,
we worked with all these great studios across the world, from America all the Japan. Way to Poland. And they're like, they said Poland. That's where CD Projekt Red is.
I think 4A Games, who makes the Metro games, is also based in Poland, if I'm not mistaken. There's some Eastern European country, I believe. Could be Poland, could be not. But Poland actually has a pretty big game development scene now.
Right, but if you think about what
the big games one, everyone the big was
looking
one.
For, and they're like, Poland specifically, CD like, Projekt. I wonder who they're fucking talking about.
Those are the guys who make Naruto, right?
Sure.
Poland?
Yes.
Okay, just check.
The knockoff Poland, the knockoff Naruto.
Ah, Boruto.
You do not talk about Burrito like that. He just got busted by his dad for using an illegal ninja tool. And now Otsutsuki is there.
All right. Now we got...
I don't even know half the words you said.
But you do, because you've seen the Boruto movie. Don't fucking lie to me.
Moving forward, we got Bethesda up next, which didn't have a ton, but they showed off Rage 2 gameplay.
When you only have, like... 5 games. Let's be real.
But
here.
I gotta give props to Bethesda for they know what their audience is. They know it's niche. They know it's they're driving home like, yes, we are single player focused. We are gonna give you guys that, and I appreciate that. So Rage 2 gameplay trailer, obviously
Walmart leaks.
Yeah, they got ahead of it. They even made a shout out to the Walmart leaks in the during the press conference.
Rest in peace, Splinter Cell.
Yeah,
sweet.
Elder Scrolls Legends coming to console, which is the card game.
It's like that's the Gwent of Elder Scrolls.
Yeah. This one was really cool that I'm excited for. Wolfenstein Youngblood announced, which is set in 1980s Nazi-occupied Paris and is a sequel spinoff co-op focus with BJ Blazkowicz's twin daughters.
Oh.
I'm fucking so excited for that. I
How
love
long
the
were you holding
on to
that picture?
Oh my god.
Like, just how long?
Hang on.
Because I saw you scrolling through pictures for that one.
So, for all you listening, Zach just sent us a picture of the Wolverine meme with a picture of Sam Fisher. Just, yeah.
Look, your leak isn't the only one that so far hasn't come true. Where is my Borderlands 3?
Yeah, where the fuck is Borderlands 3? But yeah, I'm really excited for Wolfenstein Youngblood. I think it comes out later this year, maybe? I can't remember if they tease... Or it might... Actually, no, I think it's next year.
It's a cool DLC expansion for sure.
I think it's
a standalone.
It's a standalone game. It's a sequel spinoff, though. So it's not Wolfenstein 3, but it still takes place in the Wolfenstein storyline.
Like so
it's like the Uncharted Lost Legacy?
Yeah, more or less, I would think of it as
that.
To me,
like, I'm picturing it as like the Flash where they fast forward to the future and it's his two kids destroying it's like is this just gonna be like a weird thing where maybe BJ doesn't succeed and then his daughter's like, let's go fuck some shit up, shake
and
bake.
His daughters aren't born yet in the second one,
but it's like, do they flash forward like, maybe if BJ didn't win, his kids come up, shake and bake.
I'm down for them to kick some Nazi ass.
Yeah, so apparently the thing is that BJ has gone missing in Nazi occupied Paris. So his two children had to carry on the fight. Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool. He gets to go through Paris, which is new.
Shake and bake.
And apparently it is a full release game.
I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Yep, sequel spinoff is what they've called it.
Yeah.
Now, is it going to... It's going to be co-op, right?
It's co-op focused. That's what they... Oh, okay. They're like, it's
kind of like how Gears...
I think it's how Gears plays. Like, I imagine there'll be like alternating paths. Like, you go that way, I'll go this way.
Right. I just hope it's not like... the Gears thing where it's like, all right, I'm not playing with someone else. 10 seconds into a fight. Revive me. God damn
fucking
it.
Fucking A. All
right. One of you has to go in the wheelchair. The other one of you has to go to this door.
Dude, that's such a ridiculous scene in the first level.
It, like, let me tell you. Based on physics, it shouldn't be possible.
No.
For any nothing man, in that game even makes BJ sense. Blazkowicz, to do that in a wheelchair.
Nothing makes sense in that game. Like, the which man is why it's fucking
flew
awesome.
Flew downstairs. And then, shooting a machine gun. And then later, it's like, oh no, stairs.
Fuck.
And speaking of we get Prey.
Prey DLC. Did not expect this to still go. Because it's like they're really like holding on and supporting Prey.
Yeah. They're releasing a new multiplayer mode where one of you plays as the main character and the other four people play as mimics.
Yeah, it's game.
So it's like prop hunt.
Yeah, essentially. It's like reverse prop hunt.
Because and then they can become anything.
And then also there was actual Prey main game DLC called Moon Crash, where you do a bunch of like challenges on the moon. That's like apparently procedural.
I want to see you play Prey.
I don't know if I. It seems like I would like it, but at the same time, I just never bothered around.
Might
playing
shit
it.
Your pants.
I might. It's got that BioShock feel.
That's why Jim and I were like, really want to see you do that. All right, Layers of Fear or Prey? You're getting one of them for your birthday.
Prey.
You heard it here first, Jim.
Give me PC.
We're doing Prey.
Prey on PC.
No, we have to play it on the Xbox downstairs so we can all watch you.
No playing this alone in your room. We watch.
We'll watch on the couch.
Yeah, sit on the couch. My new couch.
We'll just sit on the couch. Just like...
All right, and then Fallout 76 gameplay. They had a Todd Howard like detail a bunch of it.
We're all Fallout now.
It's a cool concept. I just don't know how it's gonna turn out.
Remember last week how I said I might play this one?
Yeah, it's very multiplayer focused.
I say, like, if it's true that like anyone who joins a world gets a nuke, like, no, you go.
I mean, not immediately, away.
But like anyone who has that.
See,
ability.
I just don't think Bethesda has the capacity of like, all right, every person who starts this game gets their own little private server.
Yeah. My biggest thing is like, all right, they're focusing a lot of like PvP aspects. Fallout never had great shooting mechanics. That's why VATS was like, there.
Well, how are you going to use the VATS in a...
You don't.
It's like, well, VATS is no VATS. Well, shit.
It's like, Fallout has always been, you're in the post-apocalyptic wasteland. You need to conserve your ammo. Mm-hmm. No firefights. What does 76 give us in their trailer? Fucking firefights between everyone.
It's like the PUBG trailer where there was just way too much action for a game of PUBG. It's like a car flipping through the middle. It's like, that's not going to happen in the middle of a firefight. There's not going to be five people over here
Where's
fighting.
Where's the blue? Unrealistic.
Oh, hey, one of my Destiny YouTubers played Anthem. I'll watch that later.
Including this...
Fallout Shelter for Switch and PS4. Was it already on Xbox One?
Yes.
Okay.
It was Xbox One.
No, it was
last year.
It was mobile only for the longest time.
It was mobile and PC, I think.
And then they put it on Xbox last year.
Did they? I don't remember them doing that. Shows how much I pay attention to
is
it.
Is it not coming to Xbox? That seems weird.
No, but Bethesda has always had a good relationship.
Yeah, that's why I'm like,
I think for you, Fallout Shelter will be great on the Switch. Because again, it's time management
on your,
the game.
On your phone. Oh, I played it on my phone constantly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then for their last two things, they teased two major projects coming out, and it hinted at next generation. So probably 4 or 5 years out at this point. You got Starfield, which is their sci-fi single player game. Which,
how happy are you?
I'm actually really excited about that. Like, if it's Skyrim in space, sign me the fuck up.
Like, we
space.
Have the wee boy with Steve. You're like the sci-fi dude, and I'm
sci-fi,
like the fantasy.
Cyberpunk,
this hasn't been
a
good year for me.
I like some fantasy.
I like fantasy.
I know,
but
like,
sci-fi, yeah, that's like, that trumps them all for me right now.
Yeah, no, give me JRPGs all day.
And then my Elder Scrolls 6.
Woo!
Just announced. I guarantee they just did that just to get ahead of leaks at this point.
Just to shut everyone up. Like, where's Elder Scrolls 6? Here.
It exists. Todd Howard even said in the announcement, he's like, and something we know you've been asking for forever, Elder Scrolls 6.
Well, think about
but
like,
no
the
subtitle.
Time it's come for, like, when did Skyrim came out when we were in college?
It was 20.
It was like 2011.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
so,
I was still living down here.
Years.
I didn't go up to Boulder. So yeah.
We lived because I remember watching John beat it.
Beat it.
Sorry. Our lovely friend John.
Quotes.
But we've had two Fallout games in the span of a Witcher. Or not a Witcher.
Is that our time frame?
Skyrim.
Per which one Witcher 3? Well,
but no, it's like the people we've had, that account.
We've had two Fallouts in the span of a Witcher.
Of a Kingdom Hearts.
Of a Witcher, a definitive edition of not a Witcher. God dang, now you gotta be saying it. Of a Skyrim, a definitive edition of Skyrim, an HD remaster of Skyrim, and mods for Skyrim.
And a VR for Skyrim.
And a VR for Skyrim.
And a Switch for Skyrim.
And a Switch for Skyrim.
And
there are six Skyrim versions.
Very special edition.
Tamagotchi.
They finally rolled in with the joke, and they made a video with Keegan Michael Key of you can play Skyrim on your TV.
Apparently.
Or on your fridge with Alexa.
The Skyrim Alexa thing
is
not
real.
A joke. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an actual app. You can go play it right now.
Excuse me?
iOS and Android. I'm just like, Bethesda, that's fucking awesome.
Why?
I just love that they just rolled the jokes. It's like, yeah, we know what it is. Let's just do it.
Final Fantasy is the game that will never end. Skyrim is the game that just will always keep releasing.
It always releases.
Skyrim is like a phoenix at this point. Like, never oh, done. Skyrim's good and done. Like, hey, what if we gave you all the DLC with it? Oh, it's back. All right, I'm good. Hey, now.
You're an all-star.
You got some new consoles okay. there. Yeah, don't you want this fancy Skyrim? It's like, all right, we're good.
Okay.
We're good. I played it on Xbox One.
How
we're good.
About,
oh, that's a nice Switch there.
That's a nice virtual reality you got.
It's like, hey, what if we gave you Skyrim to go?
Has anyone, like, are there motion controls for the Switch One?
Yes.
I've never seen anyone talk about it.
There are optional motion controls, but I don't know why you'd want to do that.
Just bow and arrow. It's an arm workout.
I'm going to say, like, the magic, it's like hand forward magic, because that's all their magic is like. Let me put fire on my right
blah.
Hand. Fire.
Blah.
Fire. Fire.
But yeah,
lightning.
It's a super. There's a video for it. It's fucking hilarious.
All right. And speaking of hilarious things, Square Enix came out with their 30-minute presentation.
30-minute clip show. I was so excited. And it's
and
like,
then disappointment.
And it's Keith David narrating in between trailers, which, cool. Good for them for getting Keith David.
Yeah, but, I mean, they had nothing to lose, but they had everything to gain. Like, hey, where's that Avengers thing? Give us a small update.
Show us a little bit of that.
I mean, Nintendo proved a point. Title screen Metroid Prime 4.
That's all you have to do.
Everyone loses their shit. Pokemon Switch. Everyone loses their shit. Elder Scrolls 6. Skyrim 2.
Starfield.
Well, Pokemon was like, here's a gotcha game. Like, you want to try again? Here's Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee.
Better.
We have a next generation coming out on the Switch. Woo!
Okay, 6 hours into the gacha game. Gacha mechanics not really there. Like, you don't pay anything other than the cosmetic items that actually do provide you bonus effects. I'm at a point where it's just the endless grind. I've been grinding for an hour to play one level. And I'm just like,
that sounds dumb.
This is terrible.
But
why am I playing
but
this?
At the same time,
fuck
I was like,
this.
We have a great big announcement coming. I'm like, yeah, I'm excited. Mobile gacha game.
Fuck.
Let's stop and try again. You're better than this, Nintendo.
We believe in you.
3 years games.
But anyway, Square Enix, Shadow of the Tomb Raider gameplay. No surprise
there. It's dark as hell.
It looks super dark, but I like they are integrating a more more environmental feature to it.
Here's what's interesting about it. Eidos Montreal, people who worked on Deus Ex, which is a very stealth-heavy game. So
yeah.
I imagine they're going to be pushing
well,
the stealth
as soon as
games,
you get that moment in the trailer
mechanics.
When Laura's covered in
mud.
Like mud, it's just like
in the jungle.
Oh god, she's Rambo.
Well, it's not even in like it's the beginning of the trailer. They're like, let's show off some of the jungle mechanics, and it's you shoot a guy with like a fear poison arrow. He starts killing all of his guys and then dies. And then another guy comes to explore the body. You shoot a rope arrow into him, pull him over the tree. I didn't notice the whole scenario when it happened. You pull him over the tree. Spin yourself around the guy to wrap the rope around him, and then drop down to choke him. Like in a matter of 5 seconds.
Remember the first game where she felt really bad about killing one person.
Like she killed a guy and had fucking PTSD.
A lot of people are thinking that like the first like chapter of this game is going to be like her royally fucking up, and then the rest
she's
of,
the villain.
And, yeah, and then she's going to be like, oh god, what have I fucking done?
She starts the apocalypse.
I have to undo all this.
Yeah, like even the trailer we saw on the Xbox One, where it's like Jonah will be like, you did this, you made this mistake.
Jonah's like, I imagine Jonah's going to be like her trying to direct her back to like, yo. just because everything's fucked doesn't mean you have to do this by yourself. I'm here.
Let's go to therapy, Laura.
Say, like, man, it's like Tomb Raider 1, Laura kills a guy, feels super bad about it, and has PTSD moments.
Tomb Raider
Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I'm going to grab a guy with a rope arrow, create a noose around him, and then leave him to suffer in a tree. Meanwhile, I'm going to go put probably some mud on, get in the camouflage, slit some guy's throats, do a combo attack. Like,
Laura, I didn't realize this was made by the Deus Ex people.
Crystal, since Crystal Dynamics is probably just busy with Avengers, that they still did something with it, but Eidos Montreal is the head on it.
Crystal probably provided the engine and
probably
a few people to work on it. Yeah, and then Eidos took over. But it looks amazing, but again, super dark for the Tomb Raider series.
Yeah, even darker than before. Yeah. Dragon Quest IX trailer, or 11. My bad.
I'm actually excited for it. Like, watching it, it made me pump for it. Again, I'm the weeb who's like, giving you a JRPG any day of the week. But this one, like, they fleshed out the story a little more. I'm like, all right, Dragon Quest, come to daddy.
I was about to say that they're at a ridiculous number, and then I realized Final Fantasy is my favorite franchise. I'm just like,
never mind. Let it be known. Stop talking. Dragon Quest came out before Final Fantasy.
Kingdom Hearts has 13 games.
No, all the numbers add up to 13.
Oh, okay. There's only...
like, 7 games?
One Chain of Memories.
I was going to say, like, 2.
Why did I
3,
get back
5, 8 over 2
Why
days?
Why do I do this to myself?
Recoded.
Rechain of Memories.
Breath by Sleep.
Birth by Sleep. I count Chain of Memories and Rechain of Memories together since they're pretty much the same game, just remastered. Birth by Sleep, 3D, and now 3. Yeah, 8 games.
Okay.
Ha!
And then they showed more the Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit trailer again.
Can't wait.
Don't nod. And then Kingdom Hearts 3 trailer again.
Which was just essentially a rehash of just the Microsoft trailer, but they took a couple scenes out and put new ones in. I'm like,
I just had a nightmare scenario.
What
if there's exclusive worlds to your consoles?
Oh,
don't,
fuck.
Do not don't fucking even, put that
Do not
that
play
on
that
me.
Black magic.
Do not fucking put that on me. I will kill you in your sleep.
I will put a ring of salt around you. We're fucking hate console exclusives like that.
I doubt it.
Squares, I doubt it too, but...
I would end you. Squares. But then again, to give me a reason to play it again, so maybe not. Maybe I'll take that knife back.
Square's never done that. Like, I know Sony has, and even Microsoft to an extent, has done, like, timed exclusive with Tomb Raider and Destiny content, like the Red Bull.
Also their Western Quest. Their Western studios, though. And then Just Cause 4 gameplay. Looks
Can't
like
wait.
Just Cause.
Blow some more stuff in Eastern Europe.
Game.
There you go. Grappling hooks.
Then Babylon's
Actually, no,
Fall.
I think this one is in Central America.
Ah.
It's a fictional country in Central America.
I think all of them are, right? No,
yeah,
3 is South America.
It's either South America or Central America.
I think they're all fictional countries, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't be like, yeah, he went to Russia and blew everything up. Like,
wasn't 3 not Brazil? 3 was not Brazil.
It was essentially
Yeah, not Brazil.
And then Babylon's Fall, a new Platinum Games trailer. So fucking hype. I love Platinum Games.
Like, I thought it was going to be like another Soul style game. Like, all right, this looks like very Soul. And then, like,
they showed him, like, oh no, this is Platinum Action RPG. Sign me the fuck up. I'm in.
Well, it's like they showed, like, even just the drawings of, like, the giant thing was going to swing at him. He used the power to grab the arm and swing at the giant. I'm like, you have me intrigued.
It's Platinum Games. They can do no wrong right now with how well they do with action RPGs.
There is something they can do wrong. They can cancel Scalebound.
Yeah, that's not their fault. I don't blame them.
They could have taken it to another studio. Probably not. Because Microsoft was like, these are our assets now.
And then new Octopath Traveler trailer.
Just kind of went more in-depth about...
Game comes out next month.
Yeah.
I'm excited for
it. Oh, really?
Yeah, July 15th.
Fuck yeah, I'm on summer.
Yeah.
I can play video games.
And then Final Fantasy 14 and Monster Hunter World crossover.
Which at first I thought it was going to be Final Fantasy stuff in Monster Hunter because it showed someone dressed up as Auron with the sword and then a Rathalos flies over. Then he lands, but then he's in front of a whole group of Final Fantasy characters. I'm like, oh, huh. Rathalos is going to them.
Oh, boo.
That makes sense. Andrew WK was at the Bethesda conference.
Yeah, it was really awkward.
Party on.
It was really
Hole
awkward.
Hole in the wall. No, he was...
No, he was destroy, build, destroy.
Yeah, there we go.
It was really awkward. It's like, that's why it's like, Bethesda, you did all right. Like, I put you in number 2 right now.
I do know a sad news that Zach has for the EA conference. No Peggle 3.
No Peggle
3. Yeah, fuck that shit. God.
Like the whole time they were doing like their wrap-up thing, where it's like, yeah, we're going to explore all new worlds, Peggle 3. It's like, we're bringing you new, innovative things, Peggle 3.
Do it, you cowards. Release it.
Every it. Fucking trailer in the Microsoft one is like, coming to the Xbox store today. Do it, cowards.
It worked for like, one game. Like, you never know.
No, you didn't even do it for that game. You did it after that game. It was like, Unravel 2, now available. It's like in every other game. Come to the Xbox store. Do it, you cowards.
Fucking do
it. Like, I'm going to get you a pillow for next E3, just embroidered. Do it, you cowards.
So it's do it, you cowards, and then when we play D&D, the flip side is I am your god.
I am your god, do it, you cowards. All right, and then let's briefly talk about Sony, which...
Spider-Man!
Oh, which was a...
That
was a pre-show of The Last of Us. A sports-commentated play-by-play, commercials.
What the fuck was that?
Followed by a half hour of conference.
I mean, which I they know brought.
They essentially did a Square Enix.
They
did Enix.
Exactly what they said they were going to do.
Well, they did a Square Enix conference, but paced it out to where they pulled the camera back every now and again, yeah. And then went back in.
I would be so upset if I was like, I went like live there. Yeah. I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
They tried to be cool and artistic by setting up a church tent scenario for The Last of Us, because the start and end of the trailer is in like a dance in a church tent, and then after that they're like, all right, we're gonna go to a break, usher everyone into the stadium.
20 minutes of a break.
I will admit the one good thing out of that was it did get me a little more excited for Forsaken, Destiny 2 Forsaken, just because now I'm like, oh shit, he just killed
Cade Six.
I was gonna do a blank in case Jim didn't.
Oh, we'll look at the trailer.
Yeah, so Cade 6 died.
Jim's behind usually. I'm sure he's already seen that by it.
Or he
point.
Will see it.
He'll see it before. Yeah.
Can't not, believe.
Not only did Cade 6 get shot, he got shot with his own gun.
Not only did he get shot, but in the corner you can also see Uncle Ben. It was really weird.
Man, Sony really wanted to push Spider-Man and everything.
You remember the canceled Sinister Six movie?
Yeah, there
this
it is.
This could have been it. And then Uncle Ben is number six. Well, and we saw five villains.
It does the panning shot, and then if you look closely, you can see Old Yeller.
But they showed Last of Us 2 gameplay. They showed an on-screen kiss between Ellie and
who is probably bisexual, because... Ellie and her bro were broing out about how he wants to get back together with her. Then she comes to dance with her and starts macking on her.
It's like who cares?
Ooh, there's going to be some drama between them.
And then you saw gameplay. It's like,
where
yeah,
Ellie
this
went
is,
on a fucking
this
rampage.
Is Last of Us.
But no Joel.
About hate.
No Joel. Yeah.
I wonder if they're just saving Joel. Like,
yeah, I wonder if they're keeping it just ambiguous.
Ambiguous.
Thank you.
Ambiguity.
It's late.
Anemone.
And then they showed Sucker Punch's new game, Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima.
That's a hard
Samurai.
Yeah, Samurai.
Samurai Witcher.
Witcher For Honor-esque combat.
Grappling hook. Remember like when the 360 and PS3 early generation was like ninjas everywhere.
There's a lot of ninja. Yeah.
Now we're in the age of the samurai. Well, we did just finish up the Medieval Ages. With so like For Honor.
We had a short stint in the Medieval. It kind of started with Skyrim and expanded and then kind of stopped with For Honor. But that was kind of like the bridge between Medieval and Samurai. And now we're like in the Samurai/Space Age.
Samurai Space Age, yeah. Confirmed.
Neo 2. They showed
Samurai
off.
Samurai lightsabers.
I was surprised about Neo.
Yeah, I was like, huh, okay.
I saw Team Ninja. I'm like, are they doing a new Ninja Gaiden? And then Demon showed up. I'm like,
I didn't know they did Neo.
Yeah, it's like, still Ninja Gaiden?
Dude, Ninja Gaiden got weird then.
Well, again, it's Ninja Gaiden. They pull out all sorts of shit. Like, the third, there was, like, magic and some demons. And so they showed demons, like, could still be Ninja Gaiden. And then a samurai walks out, like, no.
Oh, he just got stabbed in that. He said, no, those are his horns. All right, it's Hellboy.
Well, yeah. He got horns, ripped those horns out, and became a super demon.
What else? What
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Showed off the Sinister Five.
You just have to think.
That's the beginning of the game.
They showed another thing as we were recording that, yeah, it's the beginning of the game because Spidey gets stabbed. It's like, oh, it's just like how in Arkham when Bruce gets locked in Arkham and he has to get those jaw pods from Alfred. But at the end, they showed another clip and it's like, you. It's like, oh shit, who could it be? Is it Uncle Ben? Is it Green Goblin? Is it Mysterio? Like,
I mean, it
who's going to be in the Sinister Six? Because like, Mr. Negative is just a random curveball, to be perfectly honest.
It's like, it's essentially setting up the Sinister Six with Electro flying through, you're running after him, then Rhino shows up, then Scorpion, then you catch Vulture midair, and then Mr. Negative shows up, and then some glowing figure shows up as they're curb-stomping Spider-Man. It's like, you, cocktease.
It has to be Green Goblin. Like, I understand Mr. Negative was like,
Osborn, you know, what if it's just Osborn?
You know, it does make sense because the early trailers were like, yeah, it's Mr. Negative. He's your bad guy. But if they're going for like the full Sinister Six, I'm like, maybe he's just the first boss because no one really cares about him.
It's like Mr. Negative. Woo.
Like, again, some people are like, oh yeah, they made this villain for the game. I'm like, no, Dan Slott made him and he just, like, he exists. He shoots negative energy out of people. Doc Ock, maybe?
Well, again, like, I'm kind of taking into account that very last scene where it showed Spider-Man when he says you, it's kind of like there's a glowing aura around him and then it flashes out. So I'm kind of wondering, like, who could be, like, this angelic creature?
Uncle Ben!
You! Fuck yeah, I got Sinister Six. I came down from heaven to kick your ass, Peter.
Think about how cool the Mysterio section.
Responsibility, motherfucker.
The Mysterio section would play out like the Scarecrow sections of the Arkham games.
Well, no, they kind of did that in one of the, I think it was like Spider-Man 2, the game, where they had Mysterio in it, and you got trapped in like a Mysterio-style area where you had to go through all these challenges, and there was all sorts of fuckery going on. Like, I would love that to come again, but with these new mechanics.
They showed one other thing, didn't they? Briefly showed Days Gone.
Three more things. So Control from the same people that did Alan Wake.
Yes, which looks Remedy, which looks pretty fucking cool.
It looks like the PlayStation version of Quantum Break.
Yeah. And then
Blops.
Blops.
Resident Evil 2.
Resident Evil 2 remake.
And then,
which that was probably the most excited the crowd was all night.
And if you think about it too, like, we were watching, it's like, oh, you play as Mouse. That's weird. It's some sort of artsy game.
Well, yeah, like,
and you see the zombie, I'm like, Resident Evil 2, this is it. And then you just see Raccoon City and like the pure glory that it is.
You see someone kick in a door. And then it pans up, you see the Raccoon City badge, and then the golden locks, like, Leon Kennedy. And then it goes to, which they did a nice touch, because, they kept it ambiguous at the beginning of, like, a mouse going through scurrying. It went by a PlayStation 1, nice touch, because
came
on the PlayStation 1. And then the mouse dies, like, huh, this is very horror vibe-y. And then the zombie goes, like, it's happening.
And you see the mansion, and, like,
you see Claire Redfield, and
did we get a Resident Evil 1 remake, or are we just jumping
straight to 2? Yeah, no, there was a Resident Evil HD way back when.
But this is like a full remake.
Yeah, because I'm thinking like the last, other than 7, which I really enjoyed, last time we were in Raccoon City was like Operation Raccoon City.
Which we don't talk
about.
Nobody
wants to talk about that.
Watch Joe play it, and it wasn't.
It was Joe, Judy, and I played it, and we played it for about a week. And
man, that's $60. Anywho's,
is that everything?
We missed our yearly chance to talk about Hideo Kojima. What the fuck?
So it has been confirmed now that the rain ages you,
which they alluded to in the Game Awards trailer.
But you know what doesn't get fucking explained? The magical demon smoke fetuses flying in the air.
Yeah, because they all had umbilical cords.
Yeah. Or the giant thing walking around with hands for feet, apparently.
The whole thing was gameplay. Aside from, like, there were some cutscenes.
All the delivery sequences.
Yeah.
He's the master UPS deliverer.
Okay.
He is the Tim Husky of this world.
So is this just a full stealth game, then? Like, do you do nothing but stealth?
No, because one of the gameplay things ended with him being on a clifftop.
With a gun, sure.
And unfolded a gun, which I think it had one of like the text things, something about fighting.
To be perfectly honest, I think it's going to play like a Metal Gear game. Like big open fields.
Apparently, okay, so the last scene where he gets like sucked down by the black goo.
Yeah.
Apparently that's like part of the game where dying isn't like a game over screen. It's like you go into a different part of the game.
Yeah, they even said that of like, if you get caught, you'll
come last year at the Keeleys.
Like, you'll come back, but like you'll lose time and
or something.
It's like, they made it clear, like, there you will be resurrected, which I'm assuming that's what the magical fetuses are for.
I'm super fast. I'm still like super fascinated. Don't know what the fuck is happening in any of it.
Yeah, like, ooh, it looks so pretty. Cool, new people. Kojima.
Wow, this is actual gameplay. Two new characters.
Third trimester simulator 2019.
It's like, but I still leave with more questions than, like, one of the things Norman 15 Reedus,
more questions and no answers.
Norman Reedus, the magical delivery man, had was a fucking body. Like, a full adult body wrapped up and on his back. What the fuck?
What is happening?
Oh, God of War is getting a new game plus. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, with everything going on in that game, it's like, I feel like we're at the point where we're just going to keep talking about it. And now that Cyberpunk's confirmed, Lawrence has nothing to talk about. So it's now just going to be Death Stranding.
No, now that he's seen things, he can start speculating on what it all means.
You know, so, like, edgy boy with car.
Yeah, well, yeah, like, edgelord. Now I want to know.
Edgelord punk.
How is it going to play? Like, is it going to be like something like The Division where it's a shooter RPG?
I think they've said it's going to be a shooter of some sort.
Right, but like, what probably. Style of shooter? Like, what flavor of shooter are we going to get?
Wait, what are we talking about?
Cyberpunk. We jump back to Cyberpunk.
Sorry, I was still, like, on Death Stranding brain.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm intrigued by the world. Like, I just love the aesthetic and, like, the style of everything. It looks fucking gorgeous.
I just don't know.
I am very curious of how it's going to play.
Do you think it's going to launch for the PS4?
Probably.
Well, are we back on Death Stranding?
Death Stranding.
Yeah, yes. Kojima has confirmed it's going to be out.
It's going to be like Breath of the Wild.
It's going to be the last PS4. Wii U. I can see that.
PS5.
He's like, no, we swear it's coming out on the PS4. Days after the PS5 is announced. Death Stranding. You can also play on the PS4, but who wants to play on that?
Death Stranding remaster.
Tomorrow's Nintendo, right?
Yes, yep. Tomorrow morning.
If they don't announce Tokyo Mirage sessions, I'm going to be really upset.
They don't show Fire Emblem in general.
Fire Emblem Memories. Yoshi's Flipping World.
Yoshi's Flipping World. Come on, Yoshi.
Let's go.
Get better than that. You'll never be nothing. You're just like your father.
Mario.
Mario.
But, like,
do you think they'll show a little more of a tease of Pokemon Next Generation?
Maybe.
Or is it going to be, like, straight, let's go, if they didn't show anything Pokemon?
They're not going to show anything
Gen 8. Okay, so here's the thing. We're not going to get the crazy Microsoft has a character in Smash now because they're doing a video conference.
Battletoads in Smash.
Goku in Smash.
That could still happen.
Probably not, since they're doing Jump Force.
But we still
have the Smash tournament that they're
Bayonetta
do.
3.
Oh, yeah. It could be bad enough.
There was a leaked name for the new Smash, and I can't remember what it was called.
The Smash?
Smash Switch.
Smash Royale.
Smash
Royale. 50 Marios jump out of a mushroom.
Oh, shit. We didn't even talk about Assassin's Creed.
Oh, did they? At Ubisoft?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're doing.
We skipped the entire Ubisoft.
Yeah. Anything? Okay. What?
Division 2 exists.
Yep.
Division 2.
I'm sure someone out there is going to
Mario Rabbids DLC for the Donkey Kong DLC.
I might steal your game.
Assassin's Creed, they apparently have a mode in it that is 150 versus 150.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm assuming it's you and 299 NPCs, but it's like kind of like a siege mode.
Huh.
I just got hard right now.
I'm trying to remember what the name of like the space game was, but it's essentially going to be Skylanders with spaceships. You get like your spaceship and you can get like booster packs to clip on it and get new weapons.
Yeah, it's taking the amiibo to the next level, and there's one amiibo that's coming out, which is Fox and the Star Fox ship and not Iwata. Miyamoto.
Shigeru Miyamoto?
Yeah, Miyamoto came out holding this giant amiibo, and it's like, we're really happy to continue our relationship with Ubisoft because of what they did with Rabbids, putting Star Fox in this game. So we're finally getting a Star Fox game we deserve, and it's actually showing Nintendo's taking chances, letting other people use their first-party stuff.
Meanwhile, I see that, and I'm like, how fast can I get to that stage and steal that amiibo?
I'm looking at him like, I don't need to buy anything else. Like, I don't need to collect random Starship stuff.
Just like,
I'm in Target.
I'm back. Where did that Star Fox ship come from? Don't ask questions.
I'm in Target, like, pulling a tie, like, feeling up the bag. I'm like, oh, this is the part I need. It's one of those blind boxes. I'm like, yeah, this one.
They put the cardboard thing around you. Like, fuck, what are you?
Then a mother and her child walk around the corner. They're like, don't look, Jimmy, at the strange man.
Like, you're just beside that, like, oh, fuck yeah, you're the blaster I need.
This
hell
is
yeah.
why I hate the fucking dome figures. Fucking Gabumon twice?
Gabumon.
It's not worth $5.
No, you got a Patamon.
Anything else from Ubisoft Gabumon that we care about?
No, I have Gabumon sitting upstairs.
No, that's my Gabumon.
Really?
Yeah, I put him over
oh,
there.
Oh, no, I got a Gabumon.
Yeah.
Yeah, not Patamon. I'm really excited for the new Assassin's Creed. I think I'll steal Steven's hard copy of Origins, play through that.
Well, no, it's not a hard copy. It's digital. No,
I'll play it on your Xbox when you're not home.
But I love the look of the locales because they're very much going with the Greek setting because every other scene is a statue of the
it's
god.
It's all Greek to me.
Like, there's one of, like, Poseidon staring over the ocean. There's one of, like, Prometheus that's partially buried and has the eagle going to rip out his intestines.
I do like the fact that you have two different protagonists again, similar to
Syndicate.
Yeah, I never played Syndicate
and
either.
I love
Origins
Syndicate
to a degree.
Yeah, Cassandra though gets to flirt with everyone. I'm super jazzed. I'm like, look. I really hope we get to travel to the island of Lesbos because I find it really funny. Especially if you're a dude character, it's like, hey, how's it going? Up,
get the
fuck
out.
See you later. You're gonna behead me. Well, I'm an assassin.
What's weird though is they started the trailer off straight 300 style.
Yeah,
where it's like you're like, yeah, he wants to become a Spartan. It's like, all right, cool. Start the trailer. It's a kid with his dad over a cliff, and then he straight up just shoves him off the cliff. Like, this is the story of how children get chosen to be Spartans from 300. The dad throws the baby off the cliff.
They had to bring it back.
Like, again, their whole teaser gif was someone Spartan kicking someone off of a ledge. Like,
with a Spartan helmet.
It's like, you cheeky bastards.
They saw it and they went with it.
I'm excited. I wasn't awake for much of the Ubisoft. I kind of dozed in and out of it. But I woke up to the orchestra playing the music for the Donkey Kong DLC for Rapids. And then someone rocking out on a guitar during it when they got to the Donkey Kong Country part.
The Blade of Leonidas is possibly a piece of Eden.
Sparta!
That's how they made their final stand. He was one-hitting everything.
Like, I really just want... Like, I know we had Industrial Age and Syndicate. I want, like...
Ninjas? Where is the fucking Japanese Assassin's Creed?
It writes itself for you. Like, how are you an assassin? Well, I'm a ninja.
We just talked about this. We're in the samurai age.
Right. Samurai were hired assassins.
Samurai.
Okay, hired mercenaries, but close enough. They still assassinated people.
So this samurai game actually takes place before Origins. It takes place in 431 BCE.
Oh.
How did it take place before Origins? Origins was the founding of the Brotherhood.
So, you know, like, how can this... Unless you... I don't know, dude.
Should we wrap up? I'm exhausted from the hype.
Origins. Time period.
Assassin's Creed Origin or...
Origins.
More original.
The more origin. They're going to keep going backwards until we get originist to the Adam and Eve space god deity thing.
Then that's one game, is just you running around in space world.
You know, the Exia trilogy really looks tempting every time I look at it in the Xbox store again.
Don't
I'm
do
like,
it.
$30.
You don't have fucking time.
It's summer. I'm bored already. I can play games.
Okay, I was wrong. Origins is not the Origins of the Brotherhood. The Origins of the Brotherhood date back to 75,010 BCE when they were led by Eve.
So why call it Origins? Whose origin is it?
Bayek.
Is Bayek also a ancestor of Desmond?
No. They actually explain that of this person is... they're using another assassin's DNA in a new Animus where you could just insert DNA and use their memories. You don't have to be a descendant anymore. It's not like we have Desmond's memories, we're going to upload them to a Vigia game.
But that's what they did.
Right, but
that's
this
what
is changing
the plot
that
of 4 was.
Right, it's showing that's what the plot of 4 and 5 was.
I never played
But at
5.
The same time, it's like they're showing it's expanding to other people, other assassins. It's not just It's like them branching away from the Skywalker destiny of assassins. It's not just the Altair Ezio
so like,
family line.
Desmond stops the apocalypse
by sacrificing himself to Juno.
And then we're just moving on.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
oh, more or Juno. Less. Roman gods.
Yeah.
Oh.
Originer.
I'm just going to keep saying that now.
Just, let's end it on that one there. Just a originer.
Do we get to meet... God, they're not called... What were they called? What were the gods called? Like, the mystical god shit. God, fuck. Thank you for listening to your brand new episode of the ZZ Podcast. If you send us a question, I promise we'll read it next week. It's late. And
we had nothing but E3 to talk about.
Yeah, and it was like the Sony conference, and we kept saying we should get up and record.
That was just such a letdown of a conference, but...
Microsoft wins.
Yeah,
I say, like, I never say it, but if you take all of the press conferences, put them on a table, Microsoft won.
In terms of presentation and what they showed, Microsoft had the best showing this year.
I will give Sony
fashion a little... and function.
I will give Sony a step up a little bit because they gave me another Kingdom
I'll
Hearts
throw
trailer.
Them at number three.
But at the same time...
all of them so far.
Microsoft gave me Tales of Vesperia and so much
gave
more.
Me the PC gaming conference is so bad.
Look, we don't need to talk about
that.
Dude, a new Warframe thing. Apparently there's a Warframe convention now called TechnoCon.
All right, good for them.
It's TennoCon?
Yeah,
whatever
Tenno. Yeah, because they call them Tenno.
Thank you for listening to a brand new episode of the ZZ Podcast. We're all really tired, but we're going to give you a proper exit. If you send us a question this week, we promise we'll read it to you next week, just because we're going to talk to you next week.
We're going to be talking about DCC next week.
Yeah.
God, because that's this weekend. We got Brandon coming in on Friday. Well, I got Brandon coming in on Friday because you fuckers will be at a hotel.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about
Thursday
that
night, but
It's Thursday in the middle of the night.
Brandon's coming in. I'm not going to say. I texted Rachel. She hasn't replied to me. I don't know how we're getting her yet.
I mean, I'm working Thursday, so
okay.
I could always pick her up if need be. Say,
worst case scenario, we'll just do a carpool.
We'll
back
figure
to
it out.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. You can send us to any commentary or comments at
z2podcast.com/comment.
And you can also reach us on our Twitter and Facebook. We're very active in both communities. Just because he's been giving us some really cool stuff, you should go check out Joe Valen's stuff. What he's redoing, Little Cradle, with a person we interviewed previously,
Mark Ducreux.
Yeah, and that art style looks really fabulous. The dude's a killer artist, so I'm really excited.
Jolly old England.
Yeah. In addition to that, we'll have Denver Comic Con coming up, and hopefully we'll have some really cool announcement maybe. So I don't know.
Fun stories.
Fun stories for sure. Like
business cards.
Yeah. Oh, leave us a review at any major podcasting thing you listen to us to, whether iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, wherever. Leave us a message. We'll read your reviews live.
Tune in. They're saying everything.
When did he become the sarcastic one during the show?
I'm fucking exhausted.
Originer. Is that the name of this episode? Halo Originer.
Halo Originer.
Dude.
E3 Originer.
SOS. Zeta Halo. Installation 7.
Right.
Here right, we go, motherfuckers.
Kingdom Hearts 3 release date. Suck it, Tim.
Cyberpunk!
Suck it, Tim. I got a release date.
Love you.